Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 33rd Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. The reality of this world is that it's coming to an end. It's a frightening thought that we will all die. The gospel message is not there to frighten us in any way. It is in fact meant to give us comfort. If it is meant to frighten us, then I don't want to have anything to do with today's gospel. I would rather prefer to see it helping us through whatever comes our way. We will not be devastated. That is an assuredness in this reading. I lived with a brother one time and he was looking forward to his death. And I often said, how could one be like that? But as I have lived many years after this man has left us for the next life, I've become more and more conscious that this is the right approach to life. You don't begin to live until you accept the reality that you will die one day. We're not devastated by it, but in fact encouraged by it. Today in our reading from Luke chapter 21, the end is known as the Day of the Lord, and the way it's described is that it would be a day of terror. It will come like a thief in the night. The world will be shattered, the stars will fall from the heavens, and the sun will go black. And the prediction for the destruction of Jerusalem is there also. It happened in AD 70 after a desperate siege in which the inhabitants of Jerusalem were actually reduced to cannibalism and in which the city had to be taken literally stone by stone. 1,100,000 people perished in the siege. And 97,000 people were carried away into captivity. The Jewish nation was obliterated, and the temple was set ablaze and became a desolation. And in Luke chapter 21, verses 5 and 6, Luke's clearly referring to that event still to come. And it certainly would look like the end of the world. The splendor of that temple that moved Jesus to predict that not one stone would be left standing on another actually came to pass. We don't realize how beautiful and huge this temple was until we read about it. And it's described as the front face of the temple was covered with plates of gold, huge in weight, that reflected the fiery sun, especially at sunrise, as it was on a hill and could be seen for miles around. It appeared unthinkable to the Jews that the glory of the temple would be destroyed one day. I will not leave you alone. This was Jesus' promise. What we are learning is that when we look around and see destruction, wars, famines, injustices, the destroying of this beautiful earth, yet we know that Jesus is promising to be with us through it all. And in recent years, we have seen this very strongly in certain events. But there is one thing we have to be vigilant about. We should always have our lives with a direction, an assurance path. The path is accepting and embracing God's will, even if that's destruction, disaster, pain, isolation, and all the sufferings that this life can offer us. It's when we surrender to the will of God that we find new life. Our cities of present day are cluttered with magnificent, beautiful, yet empty churches whose congregations have decided not to follow who they represent, who is Jesus Christ. This is particularly evident in the Western world. We can give excuses and say it's because the people, and especially the priests and bishops, have failed us. That may be true, but it's our life and our journey back to God that we must keep focused on. And by refusing to pray, refusing to worship God, we are therefore moving on the same path as the Jewish people at the time of Jesus, when their behavior like this led to the destruction of the temple. Jesus predicted false prophets and people who would come claiming to be messiahs. We do see many of those among us today leading people on a wrong path, using belief in Jesus as a means to becoming rich, as if money was the answer to all our problems. Also, many who are proclaiming that a lifestyle minus God, but replaced by pleasure and possessions, as if that will give meaning to our lives. There is also even the culture of fitness and eternal youth, plastic surgery, as if health and beauty and youth were the answer to all our problems. All these will ultimately fail us, and some in a disastrous way. We see political chaos, nations rising up against other nations and creating terrible wars in where innocent people suffer. We see natural disasters like earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, extreme weather patterns. Are these a sign that everything is coming to an end? We should not look at these events and these happenings in that light. What Jesus is saying is, be always aware of the passing of life and our own lives. But also, the good news is that we are protected when we naturally die, or in any other way that we die, we are entering a greater place with God. Jesus counsels his disciples not to worry about what they will say when the time comes and they are put before the Sanhedrin and courts, before human judges and leaders and rulers. Any human preparation for those events will prove far inferior to the divine inspiration that Christ will provide us with when it is needed. In Luke chapter 21, verses 16 to 19, and I quote, "By your endurance you will win your lives." End of quote. We have many examples of people all around us who give a great example of endurance and acceptance of God's will, and how they seem to end up being the happiest people because it seems they have found the secret to life. May God bless you and help you to have a lovely day and a beautiful week ahead. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all of these blessings from God.